Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of our meditation this day is the gospel lesson. You may be seated. Comedian Rodney Dangerfield has made a career out of a very little phrase, "I don't get no respect." And you and I have seen the erosion of respect for many things which were at one time held to be rather sacred. Human life, for example, has become expendable. And there are many who think little about ending a human life before birth. And now there are an increasing number of those who think that it is appropriate to end an adult life depending on their wants, their needs. It's called death with dignity, or euthanasia. And we have also seen little respect for our human body and for our human sexuality. And so pornography, pedophilia, homosexuality, lesbianism, bestiality, these are but symptoms of a people who have lost their respect for the mystery of the oneness that is expressed physically in marriage. The very mention of things Christian on certain syndicated talk shows brings audible groans from the audience and ridicule from the host. Things spiritual, things that are of God, don't get no respect anymore. How refreshing is this pericope for us? For it is in this exchange between Jesus and the centurion that we see a man bestow true respect, and I might add, appropriate respect for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The reason for this respect is that the centurion was a man of great faith. As Jesus himself said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." And the centurion shows his respect for Jesus as he approaches the Savior with great humility. The centurion understands power, and he understands authority, and he uses it daily in the dispatching of his duties. He has also been a generous benefactor to the Jews, providing them with a synagogue. And despite his generosity, and despite his station in life as a man of authority, the centurion humbles himself before the Lord Jesus, saying, "I do not even deserve to have you come in under my roof. That is why I do not even consider myself worthy to come to you." And he shows respect for Christ by centering his faith in the very word of Christ. The centurion says, "But say the word, and my servant will be healed." That word is enough. For the word conveys the power of the speaker of the word, and the word contains the authority of the speaker, Jesus Christ. And that speaker need not be present for his words to be efficacious. The centurion also shows his respect for the person of Jesus Christ. There were and still are so many who do not show respect for the Savior of the world. His name and his person are defamed, and yet this centurion saw fit to respect the person of Jesus. He displayed faith in this Son of God and Son of Man. He respected Jesus' Jewish heritage and showed a sensitivity for the Jewish laws. Only twice did Jesus praise a person for a great faith, here in the case of the centurion, and also in the case of the Canaanite woman. And we must take care that we treat our Savior with the greatest of respect. We must walk humbly before our God and not think more highly of ourselves than we ought. Our faith must center on the word of Christ. We must have absolute trust in Jesus' word and the power of that word. And also, we must have the greatest respect for the person of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us so that you and I may have life eternal. Let us convey our respect for our Lord Jesus as you and I come before him this day and receive his very body and blood for the strengthening of our faith and for the forgiveness of our sins. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.